In the days after the shooting, the Army sent a number of chaplains to Fort Hood. Their job was to counsel soldiers. The chaplains included Major Daoud Agbare. He's a native of Ghana in West Africa. He's now served a decade in the United States Army, and he's one of the Army's six Muslim chaplains. There are chaplains from a variety of religions. Major Agbare says he's been moving around the base meeting troops at Fort Hood. Above all, he listens.
You have soldiers who just are asking why, just like everybody's asking why. Why should such a thing happen? And we give them other perspectives, the big picture, so that they just don't concentrate on just one single event. We want to encourage them to keep on going and see this as part of human life.
We should make clear for people who may not know, you're not just seeing Muslim soldiers, are you?
Exactly. So, you know, I tell people all the time, I am not a Muslim chaplain. I am a chaplain who happens to be of the Islamic faith. So, yes, the Christian chaplain will take care of the Muslim soldier. The Jewish rabbi will take care of the Mormon soldier. So sometimes I find myself in a unit and I'm the only Muslim in that unit.
And Islam has enough in common with Christianity and other religions that you have no trouble giving all kinds of people advice that you're comfortable with and that they're comfortable with.
Exactly. I mean, look at human situations. You know, when you talk of divorce, financial problems, these things don't have religion. These are things human beings go through. So, for instance, as a Muslim chaplain, I do not baptize. Baptism is not part of my beliefs. Mm-hmm. But I have soldiers who come to me for their children to be baptized. So I can call a chaplain who can baptize and then, you know, schedule an appointment where these soldiers will be taken care of.
Have you received questions in the last few days about Islam itself and what it stands for?
Definitely, because, you know, we live in a country where people love to label things. Hopefully, very soon, when we are done with everything that is going on, things will become normal. But yet, because of the specific situation in which we are, people tend to take that route.
Since last week's shooting...
Yes, sir.
Has anyone in the last few days been openly hostile toward you?
Personally, no. Actually, I'm coming from Fort Leavenworth, and I've been going around the post, talking to people. Interesting, last night, I was in Walmart. A soldier saw me, because this is the first time he saw the crescent on the uniform. So he asked me, what does that mean? And I told him, you know, I go to the moon every month. He said, really? And this, I said, that's a Muslim chaplain. So, oh, I've never seen that before. Even never seen a Muslim chaplain. We only have six Muslim chaplains in the army. You know, it's not always just easy to come into contact with them. Personally, no. Soldiers who see you, I mean, they see me and they salute me. I have not personally received any hostile statement.
What are you hearing from your fellow Muslims in the military, if anything?
Definitely, Muslim soldiers do have their specific challenges they face as Muslims, just like Jewish soldiers, Mormon soldiers. The reality is, if you're a minority, there are some specific challenges, especially this has to do with young soldiers. Sometimes it's just perception. Sometimes it may be real.
What are some of the specific complaints you've heard from Muslim soldiers when it happens to be a Muslim who's talking to you?
Okay, a soldier will come to me and say, hey, my colleague or my comrade says negative things about me. And sometimes, like in a joke, people will make statements. And sometimes what other people think is a joke, for some people, is serious business. Or somebody will say, hey, you know what, you know, I want to go and pray at this time, but my leadership is not trying to help me to do that, or they refuse to allow me to do that. Sometimes when you explore these things, it's just a misunderstanding here and there. But again, ignorance is big, and so we have to educate people. So when people get to understand where others are coming, it's easy for them to begin to accept them.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
That's Major Daoud Agbare, an Army chaplain who is Muslim. He spoke with us from Killeen, Texas.